Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did, because Steve Chandler is with us. Steve is the author of so many books, I can't carry them all in here. I hurt myself the last time I tried. But his new book is called 100 Ways to Create Wealth. He's the co-author, along with Sam Beckford. The two of them have written two or three books, actually. And Steve, is here to talk to us about that, how to create wealth. And he does this a lot for people. He speaks to groups. He does a lot of corporate coaching, executive coaching, and speaking to groups about how to get their head out of the sand and other places where it's dark and look at reality. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back. And, of course, Steve, folks, is one of the original members of our Brain Trust. Been with us a long time. And he's, even though he's known me a long time, he keeps coming back, Steve. I appreciate that.
Well, I love your show. It really gets me thinking, and I get great ideas just talking to you.
Well, I appreciate that. And the same for me, too. So, 100 ways to create wealth. Are there that many? In one way, I want to say, are there that many? And in another way, I want to say, is that all we have?
Yeah. Well, the answer is yes to both of those.
Yeah.
If there were 101, that's what the book would have been called. But you know what we really wanted to do was recreate 100 different coaching sessions with small business clients who were stuck. And Sam and I took over a year sitting down, going through over 200 small businesses that we had coached that were stuck or struggling. And what did we do? What idea, what way did we give them to break through and start creating more wealth for their business? And we finally collected all these together and wrote it up in the book as 100 Ways to Create Wealth. Because
one of the things I want to talk about first is what I guess is number 12. And that is, you say, boycott Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
I think that's a good place to start, don't you?
Well, it is, because Charles Dickens, as far as we know, was the first person out there in the mainstream culture of the world to demonize rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And to demonize wealthy people, and to demonize wealth and make it wrong and make it bad, so that the villains are always the wealthy people. Now, the problem is we grow up with that in our society, and everybody thinks, those are the rich people down the road, and people turn their nose up at it. And if you look at the media, all the media and the movies, they are so far to the left that what they do is they make anyone who is successful at small business or large business, they assume they're corrupt, they're very envious and angry at them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though those are the people providing jobs for left-wingers.
I love the story, Steve, about some politician was doing what you were just saying. They were railing against rich people and, you know, these evil rich people, these evil business barons, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. And he was talking to some guy who was, you know, kind of a blue-collar kind of a guy. And I don't remember exactly the story, the whole story, but I remember the punchline. And this blue-collar guy, he'd obviously been around a while, and he was, you know, he was an employee. He was a working man, and he was kind of okay with that. And when the politician tried to get him to goad him into agreeing with him about these evil business owners, the guy said this to the politician. He said, well, you know what? No poor man ever offered me a job.
Yeah, that's beautiful insight.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm trying to the senator from the Northeast. I'm still having trouble remembering his name, but he was a Democrat senator from the Northeast, and he died a few years ago with cancer. He was a presidential candidate for a while.
Paul Tsongas.
Paul Tsongas. Thank you. Paul Tsongas, I admired him so much for no other reason but what he said. He said, my party has got to realize they can't love the employee and hate the employer.
Yeah. Another beautiful insight.
Yeah, yeah. So boycott Dickens, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the, you know, not to get too political here, Steve, but that's one of the things that I think some politicians are going to make a mistake about in this next cycle, talking about these evil rich people. There are a lot of entrepreneurs out there who want to be rich, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is the primary drive, the competitive fund drive that keeps this nation great and creates so many technological breakthroughs. And whenever you try to phase that out, like in the Soviet Union, you see total collapse because it eliminates the human spirit from the equation. So it's the primary driving force, so let's celebrate it.
I love this quote from Ayn Rand. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you this quote from Ayn Rand, that's in Steve's book when we come back after these messages. One of my favorite people, Steve Chandler, and I will be right back. Stay with us. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the newsletter and the blog and lots of stuff, lots of resources and tools that and information, folks, that a lot of different ways that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget our shows. The show I did today, that I'm doing today, and the one I did yesterday, and the one I did in 1999 are available on my website every day, all day long, 24/7, and you can actually take fair use possession. We'll actually allow you to podcast those shows, and so check those out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's a new look, folks. It's the same newsletter, but new look that I think you'll like, and our readers have really enjoyed the new look, and so I hope you'll check that out. And also, of course, check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. And just like the other side, it's free. You check if you can get there, we'll let you in, and you can come on in and hang out with us. Steve Chandler is our guest. He and Sam Beckford have written a book called 100 Ways to Create Wealth. And, Steve, I want to read something here. I love quoting Ayn Rand, the great novelist and economist and capitalistic thinker. She says, if you ask me to name the proudest distinction of Americans, I would choose the fact that they were the people who created the phrase to make money. No other language or nation has ever used these words before. Americans were the first to understand that wealth has to be created. Mm-hmm. And Steve, I thank you for including that quote in your book. She also said, and I'm roughly paraphrasing something else she said. She said, capitalism is the only, how does she use the word? I'm going to say ism, the only ism that makes sense to a rational being.
Yeah.
And I love that the way she said that, even though I poorly quoted her. But I like what you say in the book here. It's unabashed capitalistic approach to creating wealth, and I appreciate that about you guys. See?
Well, you know, and it frees a person up to get rid of all these demons. And the problem, what Ayn Rand said is so true. Other nations believed, and so do many Americans, that wealth is a finite thing that has to be redistributed. And there's only so much. So if I charge my customer a higher fee, then I am taking some wealth away from him that he will never have again.
Right.
And it's all this finite, limited thinking. Well, Americans said, let's just think of wealth as infinite based on the amount of service we can perform for people. And it turned out that it was. They just kept creating it and creating it, and there was no limit.
See, that's where we are in America today, Steve, as you know, in the political debate. Some people believe that the pie is finite, and that if I get more of the pie, then that means somebody else got less.
Right.
And that's absolutely a false proposition.
Yeah. Well, and so a client says, well, gee, if I pay you guys $20,000 to coach my business for a year, I'll never have that back. And let me think of all the places I could spend that money.
Mm-hmm.
and they're not seeing that we could turn their business from a $500,000 business to a $2 million business during that year, which we have done with businesses. And that's what this book talks about. How did we do that? What did we do when we walked into businesses or even individuals who are in business for themselves as private consultants? How do we multiply their income that way so that the fee looks laughable after a while?
One of my favorite sections of your book, Steve, is number 60 out of 100, Succeed by Failing. My audience has heard me say many times before that failure is the harness mate of success.
Yes, exactly right, because failure gives you the most precise, dramatic information. It's the most wonderful teacher. It wakes you up. It's a total wake-up call. It keeps you from doing your business in a half sleepy way. You could go on for many hours about how great failure is. But the problem is people use failure as a reason to go be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a misuse of failure.
I love what Edison said. He said failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly right.
And we talk
in the book about complaints, too, how people think if they get complaints about their business,
right,
that's bad news. They've had a bad day. They've had complaining customers. And the opposite is true, because your customers are trying to tell you how to perfect your business and make
it really
great.
They're actually giving you some love when they do that, aren't they?
Well, they are in a weird way, even if they're angry, because they're trying to show you that if you only did A, B, and C, I would pay almost anything for this.
See, it reminds me of when my kids were teenagers, and they would do things that I wouldn't, or they would want to do things I wouldn't let them do, and they'd be mad at me.
Yeah.
Or they'd do something they shouldn't do, and I'd be mad at them, but I'd still be the disciplinarian, and I would actually tell them, Steve, me doing this right now with both of us angry is me loving you the most.
Yeah.
And when your customers complain to you, you know, if they didn't care about you, they'd just go away.
Yeah, that's really true. That's really true. They'd just walk away.
Yeah. So failure is not a bad thing. Failure is a good thing. And one of the things that failure does too, Steve, is it prevents us from thinking we're so darn smart.
Yeah, you're right. It's a wake-up call. It keeps us from being arrogant and complacent. You know, Andy Grove at Intel used to say, only the paranoid survive. And he called his book that, about how he grew. But he meant that in a funny, twisted,
in a productive way, right.
Exactly.
Hey, Steve, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Steve Chandler is our guest. He's the co-author, along with Sam Beckford, of the new book, 100 Ways to Create Wealth. It's available wherever books are sold right now. Stay with us. 10-10.
All my cares just drift right into space.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with John Cougar Mellencamp and Steve Chandler. Steve is the author and co-author of something under 100 books that have sold something under a billion copies globally, actually galactically, and you're even in that Barnes & Noble up there on Mars, too, aren't you, Steve?
Well, soon to be, yeah.
Soon to Steve, you want to give us your website?
SteveChandler.com.
SteveChandler.com. But look in any of the online bookstores, folks, for Steve. Look in your local bookstore. Steve Chandler has written a number of books. And the classic one, though, the original one, 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. Was that it, Steve? Is that right?
That was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, we were telling people about it about 10 years ago, and it's still selling out there. I still see it from time to time in bookstores.
Yeah, it's still selling very, very well. It's one of those things that won't quit.
100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. And, Steve, one of the things, and folks, we're talking about Steve's new book with Sam Beckford, 100 Ways to Create Wealth. Somebody told me a long time ago, one of my mentors said that the only thing difference between, you know, one business person and another one, a small business person and a big business person, is where they put their decimal point.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty much the same. In other words, you're going to have you got the same number of hours in a day, you got the same, you know, amount of energy probably, you got the same ability to leverage, you got a lot, you know, you got, everybody's got challenges, everybody's got opportunities. The question is, where do you put your decimal point? And that's one on number 86 of your 100 points is move your decimal point. Tell us what you guys think about
that. Don't be intimidated by a big number. Don't be intimidated by earning 10 times what you're earning now. Don't rule that out. Don't have money just be this terrifying thing, like it's oxygen and without it you would die, and it's so frightening you can't even think straight. One of the biggest problems people in business have is fear. They're afraid of this and afraid of that, and in their mind they're always worried. Well, the human brain is at its least creative state when it's fearful and worried. That's why in football they ice the kicker by calling timeout. Because it's proven that the more worried the kicker gets, the more he pictures missing the kick, the less his performance. So you want to be relaxed and confident. You want to move that decimal point around. You want to brainstorm with your staff and partners just for an exercise. If we wanted to make 10 times what we made last year, what would we have to do? Let's just talk about that for the fun of it for 20 minutes. Now, a lot of people won't even want to think about that. They're so scared about the money they owe, and they can't get customers in that they can't even think that way, and that's why they don't have breakthroughs.
You know, and you know another thing along with the decimal point thing, you can't move the decimal point if you aren't willing to, if you don't believe in what you do, and if you aren't willing to ask people to help you move that decimal point.
Oh,
you know, whenever I've asked, you know, I came back, I was working for a guy many years ago, and he'd only had the annual contracts, and I decided I was going to get us some 2-year contracts. So I went out and I sold a 2-year contract with a huge international company. I brought back a 2-year agreement, and he said, "How did you do that?" I said, "I asked him."
Yep, that's it. And you know, it's amazing how the world wants to help you succeed if you just wake up to that.
Yeah.
And you keep asking for bigger things, make unreasonable requests all day. And you'd be surprised at how many people say, "Well, sure, I'll do that."
But you got to believe in it yourself. You got to be able to, I mean, if you can't be half-hearted about it. You got to make people believe that what you're asking for is your favor to them. I mean, you're doing them a favor for giving them the opportunity.
Yep, you're right. You've got to really, really love your own product. If you don't love it, go wait until you do before you talk to somebody.
Steve, we've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, the last thoughts is that wealth is something that can be created with a relaxed, creative mind, and there are ways to do it, and Sam and I have proved that over and over, and we put it all in one book.
Relaxed, creative.
Exactly.
Why is relaxed important?
Yeah.
Why is that important, relaxed?
Well, because that's when you're at your most creative state. That's why people get their best ideas in the shower or when they're on vacation.
Right.
And they get their worst ideas when they're stressed out.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point, ladies and gentlemen. Keep a notepad in the shower. I do. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on another great book.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen. 100 Ways to Create Wealth. Steve Chandler and Sam Beckford. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my hero, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post in harm's way around the world on our behalf. God bless them. God be with them. Ladies and gentlemen of our military, we are very, very proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.